This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1161, How to Expand Ideas in IELTS Writing Task 2.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
What does the IELTS examiner need to see for high writing task 2 scores? Today, we'll teach you exactly how to expand your ideas to impress the examiner and give you an example for an essay about organic food. Don't forget to take notes. Hi, Aubrey. How's it going?
I'm great. My sister's in town. She drove down from Idaho. It was snowing when they left, so they're very excited that it's sunny here. And she's just so fun. She's 10 years younger than me, but we get along really well.
Wow, that's a huge age difference.
It is. Yeah, we weren't really friends when I graduated high school and left because she was very young still. But we have become friends since. And now our kids get along really well. So...
That's
really
so
fun.
Awesome. I have similar relationships with my siblings, except I'm the baby. All my siblings are like way older, way, way older.
They might not appreciate that if they hear this. Way older. I don't want her saying that about me.
It's cool. I was like an accident. It's cool. I've accepted it.
Right.
But like, it's the same thing. We weren't friends growing up. And now, like my sister Amanda, we're like best friends. I love her family. We love everything about each other. We're so much alike. And it's the same.
I think
becoming friends as adults is almost better than like, you know, fighting growing up or something.
For sure. And the age gap doesn't matter. Once you're both past 20, 25,
totally.
30, all of a sudden, like you have so much more in common. It doesn't matter anymore.
Because you're adults now. Adults is adults.
Adults are adults.
Okay. So let's get into today's topic. Guys, we are doing a lot of special writing episodes currently because we are coming out with a very special IELTS-only writing program. Guys, this writing package is incredible. It is guaranteed to increase your writing score, guys, on your next IELTS exam. If not, we pay you back for the price of the course. We refund that. And we'll pay for part of your exam. So guys, definitely get on this list, allearsenglish.com/writingwise, so you can be the first to know when this program is available. Every resource you need to improve your writing score, to understand what the examiner is looking for, is in this package, guys. So get on the list, allearsenglish.com/writingwise. Okay, cool. So today, we're talking about something that affects a lot of students, that is holding a lot of you back, and that is an inability to expand on ideas. What does that mean, expand on ideas?
Yeah, to lengthen it, to prove it, to justify it, right? So imagine the examiner disagrees with your opinion. If you just throw it out there and don't support it, the examiner's going to read that and be like, I'm not convinced. I still disagree. You didn't support your idea. You didn't prove to me that it's a good idea. So that's where you have to expand on it. You have to support it.
So that's, I like this visualization exercise. Like, imagine that you are having an argument with someone, right? It could be in an argument essay where you talk about two sides, could be in an opinion essay where you only talk about one side, your side, but you're still having an argument with someone. Even in problem solution, you should imagine that you're having an argument with someone because you must convince the examiner in this case, that what you're saying is correct, right? Why is this the best solution? Why do you think this is a negative outcome? You know what I mean? Like everything has to be supported. This is literally black and white part of your task score. If you don't expand on your ideas with details, with examples, with proof, with evidence, then you cannot get higher than a 6, even a 5, if it's that bad, for your task score for writing task 2.
Yes, and we see this often in essays. An essay I corrected very recently, and it's tragic because everything else might be really good, right? Great linking phrases, great vocabulary. But then, so for an example, there was a task two essay about organic food, and this is exactly what the student did. They had this very interesting idea that companies will label any food organic and then sell it, but there was no support, right? So imagine the examiner disagrees with that. You need some kind of an example of a company that does that, of some place where you have seen this happen. Because if you just say it, you could be making it up. It's just your opinion you're pulling out of nowhere. If there's no support, it cannot be 7 or higher for your task score.
And on that note, like, you can make stuff up. Like, you can totally make stuff up, right? It's just that, let's think about this, guys. When you throw an idea out there in your essay, could be an opinion, could be a reason, you need more. You always need more. Always ask yourself why, right? Why is this your opinion? Why is that a reason? How is that a reason? And try to have at least 3 sentences about one idea, and every sentence gets more specific. So it's like a funnel, right? It's like a pyramid. You start with a general idea, and every sentence following that is about the same thing, right? An advantage of whatever, but it's getting more and more specific. So here's 2 things that we need you guys to remember. These can be like writing mottos for you guys. Every sentence must have new and necessary information. And then here's the second thing. Where do these ideas come from? What is this necessary information? Try to come up, and this is, you can make this up, guys, but what you're trying to do is offer examples and details for real people, real places, real times. So let's throw an example out here so you guys can see what we're talking about. Let's stick to this organic food question. So what is it we're trying to talk about in this essay? What is the topic of this essay, Aubrey?
We are very excited to announce our new writing product for anyone who finds that the writing score is what is holding you back. Band 9 vocab lists, every strategy you need to get the score you need on writing task 1 and task 2. So sign up to make sure you're the first to hear when this is ready. Go to allearsenglish.com/writingwise. Yeah, so the topic was that organic food is worth the extra price or not, right? Do you think it is worth the extra money that organic food costs or not, right? So yes, the problem here is the student had this really interesting idea, but it's a hard one to defend. And if you're going to defend it, you might have to make up some details. You probably don't have in your pocket a company that you actually know does that, right? Slaps labels on food that's not organic. And if you're sort of just repeating ideas, like you said, Jessica, every sentence has to have new information. So if each of your sentences is sort of just additional information about that companies do this because the FDA is charging them money, so they have to pass that money to the company, you're not getting more specific. You're not getting more detailed. So yeah, let's talk about how you could do that in a high level way. How would we answer this?
So guys, we're all adults here. We all buy food. We all go to the grocery store. I'm telling you guys, like, as an adult in this world, you guys have all the life experience you need to write an IELTS Task 2 essay, okay? So here, for example, okay, companies put organic labels on food that isn't organic. Now, remember, we have to stay focused on the question, and this is about value, right? Is it worth it to pay extra for organic food? And in this case, we're saying, no, it's not, right? So start with this clear opinion here connected to the question. So we would say, in my opinion, it is definitely not a good idea to expend extra capital on organic food. This is due to the fact that companies can slap, that's too informal, slap on a label. Companies can place a label on their products that says organic when, in reality, it is no different than the other cheaper options. For instance, yesterday I was at the grocery store and I was comparing two tortilla brands, one claiming to be organic, one a generic store brand. I looked at the ingredients and they were exactly the same. Therefore, the $5 difference in the price tag is not justified.
Yes, nice. See how even though you're getting personal, because that's how you would defend that idea. If you're going to have sentences and sentences about why companies do this and their fees, you have to think about, are you proving that idea to the examiner, right? Now, with Jessica's details, you have proved it. You have a specific personal example where you have seen this happen on a specific product.
Exactly. So guys, remember, today's information is all about helping you to expand your ideas, because you are graded on four things on the writing test, guys. Task, cohesion, coherence, grammar, and vocabulary. Now, grammar and vocab, I know this is surprising, but these are the easiest things to improve, okay? By yourself or with a tutor. Now, task score and cohesion coherence. These are, almost impossible for students to improve on their own, because what goes into these scores to get a 7 or higher is such insider knowledge, all right? This fact of expanding your ideas being necessary for a 7 or higher for task, this isn't a natural idea. You guys aren't born knowing this. You don't come across this in free IELTS information, except for our podcast. So guys, we want to help you increase your IELTS writing scores with insider information like this. That's why we have a special writing course just for you guys. So get on the list so you're the first to know when this is available. AllEarsEnglish.com/writingwise. Get on that list, guys, and we will email you so you're the first to know when you can get this new IELTS writing course.
Yes, you guys need strategies in order to understand how to brainstorm solid ideas and then strong support and examples. This isn't a given, right? Often our instinct is to provide multiple reasons or maybe to go a little bit off topic. But once you have strategies and template sentences, then you can do this in a high scoring way. So get on the list today and we will see you in our writing module.
All right, guys, remember allearsenglish.com/writingwise. All right, Aubrey, thanks for chatting today. This was a good episode.
Yes, awesome. Thanks, Jessica. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.